Bible prophecy time, we like to give an update. We call it a prophecy update. We believe that since we're living in the last days, and the Bible is filled with prophecies dealing with the last days, that we ought to be able to see trends in the news. When we bring these things, we're not saying that the things we're reporting on are exactly the fulfillment of these prophecies, but there's some things that you can obviously see would be trending. For example, we talk a lot about the advancement in technology, which would be able to be a personal identifier, because the book of the Revelation makes much of the mark of the beast, which at some point in the great tribulation that is future to us will be some type of a mark or something on your hand or forehead by which you will be identified and by which you will conduct all of your business. And so since that was such a fantastic prophecy, but it nevertheless is true, we would expect as we approach the end times for there to be technologies that make those types of things possible, and indeed there are. One branch of this new technology is called biometrics. It's the science of recognizing the identity of a person based on the physical or behavioral attributes of the individual. Things like fingerprints or your face or your voice or your iris. It's branching into vein patterns in your forehead and hand and lots of different things like that. They operate under the obvious premise that many of your physical or behavioral characteristics are unique. The way you walk and talk and look and your patterns and all that, they're unique, and so you can be identified by these things. A July 13 article at securityinfowatch.com was titled "The Proliferation of Biometrics." The point of the article was that biometrics is going to become more and more commonplace so that it doesn't seem so big brotherish in the near future. Excerpts from the article, Bojan Kukic. There's a guy whose parents needed to change their names. A professor of computer science and electrical engineering at West Virginia U, site director for the Center for ID Technology Research at WVU, believes that biometric technology will become commonplace in the future. I honestly feel in 5 or 10 years, we will not even be talking about biometrics because it will be everywhere, he said. It will be a part of systems and applications which we're using every day. Another interesting point made by Kukic was the fact that current security systems rely upon users providing an identifier, such as a fingerprint or an iris scan, to get a quality read. The flaw in this approach, according to him, is that people nowadays aren't accustomed to spending time cooperating with technology, so future systems need to be able to pick out the best identifier on their own, a process referred to as unconstrained acquisition. By unconstrained, it means automatic. It means they do it without you knowing it. Researchers at the University of Calgary in Canada recently announced that they have developed a way of pursuing unconstrained acquisition. Some excerpts from an article on their website read like this: "We have developed an algorithm that can learn new biometric patterns and associate data from different data sets, allowing systems to combine information such as fingerprint, voice, gait, or facial features instead of relying on a single set of measurements. The key is in the ability to combine features from multiple sources of information, prioritize them by identifying more important or prevalent features to learn and adapt to a decision-making, changing conditions such as bad quality data samples, sensor errors, or an absence of one of the biometrics." The writer of the article concludes, "Biometric information is becoming more common in our daily lives. It's incorporated in many forms of identification." This April, Baltimore, Maryland was host to the 9th annual Biometric Technology for Human Identification Conference. But you knew that because you probably followed it online, right? I guess not. One of the sessions, breakout session you would have been at, was full hand 3D non-contact scanner using sub-window-based structured light illumination technique. Meaning they're going to be able to scan your hand from a distance and know everything about you. Excerpts from that are interesting, but I want to go to a CBS News article. New Homeland Security laser scanner reads people at the molecular level. They haven't had anything like this since the X-ray vision glasses on the back of comic books. Okay, you're starting to wake up. I appreciate that. I feel like Mike Wazowski. I should swallow the microphone or something. But anyway, I'm surprised you got that. Anyway, a scanner that could read people at the molecular level. has been invented. I'm really going to cut loose if you don't start laughing here pretty soon. This laser-based scanner, which can be used 164 feet away. Why 164? It could read everything from a person's adrenaline levels to traces of gunpowder on a person's clothes to illegal substances, and it can all be done without a physical search. It also could be used on multiple people at a time, eliminating random searches at airports. The laser-based scanner is expected to be used in airports as soon as 2013. So you put all this together and you've got ever-increasing biometric identification technology by which you can be known immediately, and then you've got these new laser scanners which can read you from 164 feet away and tell everything about you, including your identity. It sounds a great deal like the future that the Apostle John predicted on the Isle of Patmos when he spoke of that mark in the end times that folks would have by which they're identified. That scene in Revelation, 2,000 years ago it was predicted. It was impossible until now. Now there's almost nothing holding it back. It's not that it's possible. It could be tomorrow. As I said, I'm not saying any of this technology is the mark of the beast, but you would expect this kind of technology to be developing if we're living in the last days, and we are. We're not looking for any of this technology. We're not waiting for a prophecy to be fulfilled. Jesus said he would return for his church, resurrect the dead in Christ, rapture living believers, take us to heaven where we would safely wait out the great tribulation on the earth and then return with him to establish his kingdom. Nevertheless, we're excited to see these signs of the times. It's kind of like, you know, it's summertime. Everybody's talking about the weather. Man, it's hot today. Well, I'm glad it's cool. What do you think is going to happen today? We see the spiritual signs of the times. The Lord is definitely on track to return in his second coming, but of course before that, the imminent rapture of the church. And that's why we like to exhort you every week, if you're not ready for the coming of the Lord, get ready and stay ready, and what? Keep looking up, because I think you can say that a little bit better if you don't mind. Ready or not, Jesus is coming. Amen.